Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the bright idea. The bright idea. We've all seen cartoons growing up as children where a character will be attempting to accomplish something and all of a sudden a light bulb will come above that character's head. And when that light bulb comes on above his head, he then is going to try and do whatever that light bulb is giving him the idea to do. That light bulb represents the bright idea. I say that business is the same way, that we are all driven by that light bulb that pops above our head, the thought that leads to an action that turns into a reality. It's what motivates every aspect of business. I always say as we open that we need an idea to create the ideal. The standard is the ideal, and the ideal is only created by a bright idea. Remember, Thomas Edison had the idea for the light bulb, and today we can't imagine a world without electricity. Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone, and where would we be without the mobile phones in our pockets? The Wright brothers, they had the bright idea for air travel, and we can't imagine life without airports and airplanes. The idea creates the ideal, and life and business are only fully gratifying in the atmosphere of ideas. You can tell how powerful a person is, how far they're going to go by the strength of his or her ideas. Idea is our four-step process today by living life from the inside out. I always say that an idea will compel and power a person like nothing else will. And there's a four-step process to bring those ideas about. The I in our IDEA acronym reminds us of the importance of inspiration. Yes, my friends and neighbors, inspiration. It's painting the picture that you want to see. There's a new concept now that's sweeping the nation. It's those places like painting with a twist, where you go in to a place and they've got a canvas in front of you, and then you take your paints and you've got to paint the picture that they want you to paint. Well, that's the reason why I won't go, because when I have a canvas and paint in front of me, I want to paint the picture that I want to see. My friends and neighbors, inspiration is simply painting the picture that you want to see. See, everyone in the world wants us to do what painting with a twist does. They want us to stay within the confines of a box. They say go to college for 4 years and then get a good job and then stay on the job for 20 years and then you can retire and enjoy your life. My friends, that's not my inspiration. We get the opportunity as entrepreneurs to craft our own picture. We get the opportunity to create the job that someone goes to college 4 years and applies for and desires to work on for 20 and retire. We become the bosses, not the employees. My friends, I challenge you to follow the process of inspiration, because there's only a few key components that make up inspiration. If you're wondering, well, DL, what is inspiration? It's just three things. It's imagination, saturation, and maturation. So you see, it's imagination. I always say, since we have to dream anyway, we may as well dream big. You can't control the having a dream. We're going to dream no matter what. So why not make that dream as big as we can? If you can imagine it, then there's a reason why you can imagine it, because you've got the ability to bring it to pass. Then secondly, and that after imagination is saturation. That's when we surround ourselves with everything that represents our idea. Then of course, finally is maturation. I always say that it's not immature to dream. It's not immature to have the greatest visions possible. On the contrary, that's a sign of maturity. When your dream is bigger than anybody else can imagine, imagine. It's not because you're immature. It's because you are mature. So our inspiration comes from those three elements: imagination, saturation, and maturation. Now, after inspiration, I don't want to lose anybody, so I'm going to take my time. After inspiration comes determination. Determination. And that's simply overcoming every obstacle required to make your picture come to pass. That's all it is. Overcoming every obstacle required to make your picture come to pass. It says to you that I cannot be discouraged. I cannot be defeated. I cannot be distracted. Determination. You know how determined someone is when you see that it's impossible to discourage them. It's impossible to defeat them. And it's impossible to distract them. That their mind is made up and they're going to do exactly what they're determined to do. They say that when a bloodhound gets on a trail of an animal that they're tracking, that no matter what, that bloodhound will continue. They'll almost kill themselves in the process because they're determined to make sure that nothing stands in the way of them sniffing out what they're searching. Same thing holds true with determination. Now, after inspiration and determination comes elimination. My friends, this is simply the art of removing everybody that does not see the picture like you do, and those who want you to compromise on your picture. Yes, there are so many people who hear your vision, who see your imagination, who see you striving for something great, and they're going to ask you why, and they're going to encourage you to compromise. They're going to say, it doesn't have to be that big. You should be glad if the picture is just this big. No, elimination says that if you are in opposition to my picture, I'm going to ignore you, avoid you, and rise above you. That's all elimination says. Elimination says I'm going to ignore you, avoid you, and rise above you. My friends, let me ask you, how many people have you committed to eliminate? How many individuals in your life who don't see the picture the way you see it, have you made the definitive choice to say they no longer have a place with you? After elimination, my friends, then comes actualization. That's simply the art of walking in the picture and then and the picture then comes to pass as a result. You remember even Pinocchio became a real boy in the Disney movie. Well, by the same token, my friend, actualization is simply walking in the picture. It's believing that what you see is going to come to pass so much that you begin to act like it. You know how you see little kids, they dress up and they pretend to be a runway model, and little boys are outside and they're pretending to be the star of the football team or the basketball team, and they're dribbling and they're counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they're imagining themselves hitting the game-winning shot. Well, that's actualization, my friends. It's simply walking in what you already see. I know it may sound like a tough concept, but it's actual. If I can walk in it, then I can realize it, and it will come to pass. I'll leave you with this thought. We're all going to realize our dreams, whether our dreams are big or whether they're small, whether they are dismal or whether they're optimistic. And if we're truly going to actualize, since we've got to walk in something anyway, let's walk in the greatest picture we see. See yourself sitting behind that big desk and making executive decisions. See yourself changing lives and transforming the world. See yourself being the one that's not soliciting donations, but making them. My friends and neighbors, let's actualize and start living in the picture and watch it get brighter and brighter. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Just contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, my friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.